Hi, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And today I want to talk about using magic as a life skill. And what do I mean by using magic as a life skill? Well, I mean using it other than performing and using it as ways to break the ice with new people, using it in other kinds of work other than just magic, and using it in a social context. Magic is a very powerful tool, and you can use it in many, many facets of your daily life. If you are not a professional magician, but doing magic in your job, or if you have another job, you can use magic to enhance presentations, and you can use it for customers, to entertain customers. And as well, if you are a student, you can use magic in presentations as well to make your point in university or high school. I used magic a lot when I was in university when I did presentations because I could make my point with a specific effect, and it was very effective and very strong. If you are a person who does a lot of public speaking but not magician, you can use magic to enhance your speech as well by making a point by using magic. What you need to do is find magic where you can tell the story or do your presentation and the magic effect matches the point you're trying to make or to make a certain point stronger. In a social context, of course, it's very good to break the ice. If you are meeting new customers, doing a little bit of a magic trick can kind of get conversation going. Now, the important thing here is balance. When to do magic and when to not to do it. And you got to make sure that the timing is right as well, and you got to be careful not to overdo it. You need to know when is when. It's a very subtle thing, and it takes experience to learn, but using magic in things outside of magic field can be very powerful, and you can use magic to enhance your daily life as well as your work life as well as educational life. It's worked for me through the years, and it's something you should think about. But you do have to think about timing and the effects that are appropriate for the situation that you want to use the magic in. But it's definitely something that can make points stronger, make things clearly understood, as well as being that icebreaker that gets you into a new group of friends or customers. Anyways, that's my little kind of thoughts or advice I just wanted to talk about today. Nothing too specific or too deep, but just something from my own experience. If you have any comments or anything you want to hear me talk about on the Magic Audio Boo, please let me know. You can email me at my website, which is aaronjones.com, or follow me on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic or on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic. Until the next Magic Audio Boo, have a good one and talk to you later.